Format change.
Yeah, definitely.
Format change. Right. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Studio Door Podcast, episode 41. My name is Gary. Also with us is...
Cameron.
Us.
Yeah, us. All over again.
We're all us.
Yeah.
So, we're discussing some changes, huh, in life.
We're discussing some major changes for Studio Door.
Yes.
For the past couple weeks, I've been actually thinking about... Because primarily, like, I do a lot of daily inspirations and stuff like that. And I've
all been the feeling, daily inspiration.
Yeah. And so I've been feeling really overwhelmed with just everything, pretty much. A lot. Been doing a lot of work. And so I decided to, in order for me to do my own personal stuff and to make Studio Dork a little bit more original content, we've decided to do, like, a format change on just pretty much the entire site. We're going to start doing a little more original content. So this podcast is primarily going to be about what we're going to be trying to do.
Yeah, we're basically going to talk about some of our ideas, like what kind of changes we want to have, and we're going to try to think about having more structure with the podcast itself, and we're going to minimize the daily inspirations. Right now we have them pretty much on a daily basis. Cameron takes care of that.
Yeah.
But we're probably going to change that to maybe like a few a month or something like that. But so that will allow a little bit more time to take care of some other stuff, whether it's personal work or other Studio Dork.
And also just because the original idea for Studio Dork, the original, at least in my mind, the original idea, I mean, the original idea was crazy.
The original idea was really, wasn't it brushes and all that stuff? And we were going to have high-res.
That was the original crazy idea. That's
we were going to have high-res, like
we were going to give out raw images.
Oh, yeah, we were going to give out raw images, exactly. Yeah, and then I haven't seen... People do that still.
And we could still do that. It's possible. Like, we have enough photography.
But would people really appreciate that? Like, okay, cool, I get a raw image. Wow, big deal, right?
No, I mean, it's just like the textures. Would people really think that the textures are that great? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true.
It's still, I mean, it's the same deal. But the so the primary, my idea about it was that we would be able to create original content, and that original content would make us experiment. That was the original idea that I remember thinking, like, oh, we'll do brushes and textures. Textures we've never done. Brushes we've never done. Let's experiment, figure it out.
For me, similarly, I had that idea as well to do original stuff like that. But as well, for me, one of the primary things was that this having Studio Dork in existence would force us to do things that we wouldn't otherwise do, like do design stuff and think about it outside of the regular design, our regular design lives.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Basically, yeah, it keeps us in the balance in design, basically. So we can't ever, we couldn't really, like, get off work and then shut it off. You know what I mean? Like, we basically would have, almost have to keep kind of...
Which really, I don't know if that's so good, huh? If you really think about it, you need to shut your brain off. You need to go and watch Dexter a little bit.
I was talking to one of my art directors, because I had my review, and one of the things that he said is he didn't know how I kept up... with design as much as I did, because he said that he just gets fatigued, and that's why I said, well, I get fatigued, but I just don't really know how to shut it off.
But you know what? Also, it's a little bit easier for us than, like, a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. Well, depending on your life situation, but, like, if some people have, like, families and wives and kids and blah, 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 it's probably harder, because then they have all this other stuff, right? Because I think when you have a kid, it's like your whole life is that kid, probably.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but that could still be... your jump outside of design. You go home and all of a sudden you're a dad. You have to be a dad. You know what I mean? Even though that can be stressful, but these are all first world problems. Still, if there's somebody in, like, Ethiopia listening or something, then, you know, it's a...
So, something that me and Cameron wanted to talk about, and we decided to just kind of let it out in the open, is actually to figure out our format for the podcast, right? We want to figure out, like what we want to talk about. For example, like, we have the intro in the beginning, then maybe we talk about what we've done in the last few weeks at work, and then we talk about maybe, like, some cool apps we found.
Yeah, so this is, well, that's something a good, like that's that. A really good start, yeah. So basically what we could do is we're going to start doing it bi-weekly versus every week, right?
No, we're going to do it, bi-weekly means every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, every 2 weeks.
These crazy words,
okay,
man.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to do it twice, so we're going to have two podcasts a month now. And what I think is that we'll start off doing what we normally do, except for now the show has turned into where we go, what have you been up to? And then we just talk about what we've been up to the entire show, which is kind of, it makes sense because that's what we're kind of, you know, that's what we know, right?
Well, what do you mean? The whole show is going to be what are you up to?
No, I'm saying that's what it's kind of turned into. If you listen to the current shows, the past, like, maybe 10 shows, it's basically like, what have you been up to? And then we just go into
all the shows have really been like that. It's all been kind of random and stuff, where we just talk about stuff, and then we just randomly kind of start new topics from other topics, and which I kind of liked, but maybe it was just, maybe I made force myself to like it. I don't know, but I did kind of like it.
Well, that's okay.
It's always,
I mean,
interesting.
It's not going to change completely. There will still be some of that into it.
But the thing is that there is structure with everything. Like, you watch a TV show, mm-hmm. you watch the news, and they don't just talk about sports and all of a sudden go into weather in the middle of weather and then go into, terrorists or whatever in the middle of that, and then something else. Like, there's, like, they have an order, and maybe they would like doing that, too. Maybe they would like talking about weather in the middle of sports and all that stuff, but they don't do it because there's obviously reasons to have to have that type of structure, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? So anyways, we're going to have a structure kind of like that. So we're going to start it off how we normally would with the intro, and we'll do the what you've been up to type thing. And then I'd like to do a section after that where what is Studio Dork up to? Like, what are we doing, like, to what projects are we working on that's Studio Dork related? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we do something like that, and then maybe we can go into... we want to, like, anything new that's going on kind of in tech or just kind of like a news type section, right?
So, like, I wrote, like, what is SD up to? But that's San Diego, right?
San Diego or SanDisk, either or.
Okay.
I mean, SanDisk could be very, very important, actually.
So, like, me and Cameron, we're, like, figuring this out right in front of you guys right now. So, like, we're writing this stuff down to try to get the structure. And everything that we're talking about, it's not, like, 100%. Mm-hmm. We're still going to modify, but we're just, like, this is usually when we have ideas. We talk about... stuff like that and try to figure out what works and what doesn't, and then we just decided to kind of write it on when you get stuff on paper, it makes it more like more of a real thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's on paper, it's there, it's alive. Mm-hmm. Now it's, like, when you talk about it,
yeah,
it's like words are still valuable, but sometimes it just, like, other stuff comes up and you're mm-hmm. busy and this and that, and it just goes into the thin air, but you write it down, you have it. So right now we're going to have a regular intro,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to talk about, like, what are you up to? We're going to discuss about different things that's going on in our lives or maybe, like, different things going on at work, and then after that we have what's happening with Studio Dork. Maybe we have some kind of new, we interviewed somebody and we talk about that.
That would be the perfect point. That's also, we want to get more people in to either interview or just have more guests on. Just because that would force us, the reason I want to do that is that would force us to be like, oh, let's go to an Adobe conference. So maybe we could bring a mic and go talk to Morty Golding or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Illustrator guy.
Like, stuff like that. Like, that would be the point, and that would make people want to listen, because then it's like, oh, I've never heard this interview with this guy, and we'll come up with some, you know, some questions or something. That would force us to do something we've never done, really.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing of, like I was saying, a studio.
Yeah.
It forces us to do things that we already like, but it forces us to do it because, like, we like doing the stuff, but sometimes you just don't. Like,
yeah.
You're tired or whatever, but this kind of force, too bad, you're tired, too bad, you still got to do it because for this thing.
And it'll get us the F out of the studio for a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like I spent so much time, like, just, like, at a computer that I feel like my life is just wasting away, kind of. That's why I started doing other stuff, like trying to do mud runs and stuff, just to get the heck out of it.
I need to think about that as well, I really do.
Yeah, so...
The thing about those is... here we go, doing that again.
No,
we do topics into topics.
Right,
but the thing about the mud runs and the marathons and stuff like that is... Not the fact that you're doing them.
Yeah.
Because you do them and it's done, a couple hours or whatever.
Yeah.
But the preparing for it...
Oh, of course, yeah.
That's the thing that's so cool, right? Because it makes you... You're basically being healthy. You're adding life to your life, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I'm thinking about that as well. Besides my regular workouts that I do, which I do very minimal,
yeah.
But still I do it. But I need to think about maybe doing the runs and stuff like that as well.
I mean, the only reason I chose that is because I like the idea of pushing myself to the point where I'm almost dead. I push myself to, like, this limit that I can feel the limit and I know it's there. And I just want to push past it. And for some reason, it was just an idea to get me outside. And I just kind of like that idea. But because we push ourselves mentally, like, really far all the time. But how often do we really do it physically? And I feel like the only time that we ever do when we're designers is because we stay up 48 hours to get a project done or something. Like, that's pushing us to our limits. So.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so this would be perfect, because then if we interviewed somebody, then it would go into the interview. So we'll record the interviews randomly, anytime, we'll just queue up interviews that we've done recordings, and we'll just do, like, 20, 30 minutes with somebody. And
that's a pretty cool idea. And then we can interview, like people that we just know, because we know different designers, like, even people that we work with, stuff like that.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be about design. We could bring somebody in that's just really huge into movies or something. Or, like, I've got a couple of people that, like, one dude wants to be the head of the studio of Sony Pictures someday, and... He might be cool just to interview because he has some crazy ideas.
And so. I know a guy that wants to be president of the United States.
Yeah?
So,
really?
I don't know.
Okay, I was going to be like, that's kind of awesome. Let's do that.
Even though he wasn't born here. No, I think he wants to be president of Studio Tour. Oh, yeah? So for example, now we have the intro, we have the what we're up to, then we have the what Studio Dork is up to, then maybe we talk about, like, applications and maybe give people recommendations, or should we keep that towards the end maybe?
No, we could do that. That's when we would go into, like, something like just topics, like how the old show was, where we just kind of go into topics.
So we'll call this one, like, more freestyle in this part.
Yeah, like, we'll just give, like, maybe we'll give, like, a 20-minute freestyle or something that's going on there.
And then, like, our shows have been between 50 minutes and, like, an hour and 25 minutes, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Do you think it's a good time? Well, and don't... Okay. Mm-hmm. We have to be selfish a little bit here and think about us and more you mm-hmm. in this situation because you're cutting them. So the length of the thing, we want to mm-hmm. make it so it doesn't overwhelm.
No. And that's why the interview makes sense, because we record that at a different time. So then that is actually not really part... So then... You get what I'm saying? So if there's a 20-minute interview...
Did you get that idea from that other podcast you told me about? Or a lot of podcasts
do that? No, there's a lot of podcasts that do that.
The one that you got me into on Design Adventures, Design, mm-hmm. which I really like. I like
that. Yeah, the guys that design posters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys are very funny.
Yeah, they're really, really cool, like, so...
But they do that. They interview people, mm-hmm. but usually fairly famous people, right? It sounds like they're pretty famous, and then they add it later, so I like that, too. Mm-hmm.
But I think what I'm realizing is that we have access to people that we don't even realize we have access to. Like, people that, like, people care about, kind of. Like, I don't know about you, but, like, just going to, like, a conference, we could literally sit down and interview someone
that we don't for even 10 know. Minutes
that we don't even know. That's super famous. That's super famous in the design community.
Not a bad idea.
It's not difficult to really do, because because I've been training and stuff, I was listening to this podcast about triathlons and stuff, and this guy just started a podcast on his own a couple of years ago, and then, like, out of nowhere, he was like, I'm going to start interviewing people. So he went and interviewed this guy named Joe Friel. Joe Friel is basically the father of training for triathlons, and he randomly did it because he was at a conference with him, and he sat down with him in a hotel room and was like, hey, can I have 10 minutes? And he just started asking him questions for 10 minutes and recorded it, and it made me start thinking, like, that's, like, how hard would it be to just ask, hey, can we ask a couple questions? And most people are pretty down with it because it gives them traction, whether our site is big or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's, the interview thing is totally feasible, even if we're, it doesn't even have to be an interview, we may just bring somebody in, like, your mom, and just freaking talk to your mom for an hour.
Your mama?
Yeah,
but,
so.
Like, on a complete different topic, because...
Yeah.
You did the runner, I forgot to ask you, how'd you do that? I mean, the obstacles and all that, right?
Oh, it went good. It was... That's it? I mean, it was definitely tough.
You're going to call Tough Mudders?
It's called Tough Mudder because it's supposedly the toughest event on the planet. But, yeah, the electroshock at the end is...
Electroshock?
So, at the end, the last obstacle, when you've gone through all the 10 miles... Last obstacle is there's, like, maybe 60 feet of live electrical wires that have 10,000 volts of electricity, and you run through it, and you get shocked, and it's the craziest feeling I ever felt in my life.
How, like, do you survive getting shocked? It depends on the voltage?
No, so it's 10,000 volts, but someone told me it depends on the hertz, but the craziest part of it is, like, when you run through, it, like, makes your body spasm, so all your muscles kind of tense up while it's being electrocuted, and so, like... I blacked out kind of in the middle of it and then ended up on the other side. And there's pictures of me running through it, and I don't even remember half of it. But I got through it, but it was the craziest feeling I've ever felt in my life. Like, it was, I don't know. But it was a cool experience, and we're going to do it again in February. But surprisingly, I was the strongest person on the team. So I actually did a couple of the obstacles twice because people were having trouble. So I went back and redid the obstacle to help people. So, but it was definitely cool, and what was really cool about it is so much camaraderie. Like, I was helping people that didn't even know me. People were cheering me on that didn't even know me. I was cheering other people on. It was just like you got into this, like, mode, and something,
so awesome.
Something changed when I was out there. Like, I don't know what it was. Something just changed. Like, when I got done with it, I just felt different, and I don't know exactly what I feel different, but something,
like, evolved, became stronger human.
Yeah, something's different about it. So I don't know, but
you kept your haircut.
I just keep my mohawk, yeah.
Yeah, I gave... People haven't told
me. We haven't talked about it.
So, like, I gave Cameron a mohawk a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
No, it was about... I've only had it for about a week.
About a week?
Yeah.
Before 4th of July, right?
Yeah. You gave it to me... Yeah, so I've had it for maybe a week and a half now.
And I just randomly kind of did it because we were going to remove it, weren't we?
Yeah, we were originally going to remove it, but I've gotten such good reviews on this mohawk. you did a good job, because I did such good reviews on this Mohawk. Except for my parents. My mom is so mad I'm keeping it, but it's okay.
Well, I did it in the thought of, are you going to remove it like a couple of days after?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if you're going to keep it.
I wasn't going to keep it, but people were just really digging it. Like, I was like, I'd see people in the hallways, and they'd be just like, oh, that's awesome. That's so much better than normal hair. I'm like, oh, great, awesome. So, yeah, I'm just going to keep it. I'm doing it.
But if people don't know you, they think you're going to, like, cut them or something.
That's my mom. So my mom's so worried that I'm gonna get jumped or something. But
no, I'm not. It, but it's opposite, right? People think
they're gonna be intimidated.
They think
by
that
me.
You're gonna jump them.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think that. I mean, if I wore like combat boots and like, you know, I don't know. But
so what would happen right now? I have to figure out how to not do this myself.
Okay.
Okay. So like we're talking about all this stuff, but in the middle of it, I go into other stuff. So that's something that I do more. I gotta figure out how to not do that. You know, I do that. It's something that I do, and you don't have a choice because you just go with the flow, right?
Yeah, well, that's also also part of us getting mics and having separate inputs, because then we'll be on different wavelengths.
Where do we get these mics?
I don't know, but I mean, we could talk about that. That's a little bit down the road if we really want to, but that would make the cutting easier because then I bring in two audio files.
I really was like when you mentioned this before, I completely ignored it. I was just like, man, we could do it with these. What's the big deal? But I see more value to it since we talked about it a little bit. So I'll think about where to get that. Maybe like Craigslist or something.
And to be honest with you, podcasting is so popular now that like Apple sells mics. They sell like high quality podcasting mics. Like you've seen the guy Grayscale Gorilla. His mic is, I think, one of the mics from Apple. And it looks really high quality.
So we would actually have, like, things connected to us and stuff, or it would just be these...
It could literally just be, like, I think there's mics that just sit, and then they just connect to, like... The only thing that I'm not sure about, because I know a lot of people, when they record, so it goes through a compressor, so you talk, and then it goes through a compressor, which splits the audio, and then it goes into your laptop, and that's where, like, your audio levels, and usually they have somebody sitting there, like, messing the levels and making sure everything's, like, the mics are high and stuff like that. So I don't know exactly if we can do that or if there's, like, an easier, like, dumbed-down version that we can go...
An idea that I have is get the stuff from Apple, use it, or get it, like, a few days before we record, use it, and then try it out because you can return it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Well, we can all...
What's going to do with clothes?
Yeah, you do that with a lot of stuff.
Just mostly with underwear, but...
Yeah, totally. Underwear and socks is weird. Don't do it with... No, never mind. I'm not going to bring that up. But yeah, so, okay, so we'll talk about the mics.
Well, let's talk about that maybe after we finish recording, figure that out.
Okay.
So, we got intro in the beginning, what are you up to as a second thing, then we got what is Studio Dork up to as a third thing, and then, but are people really going to care about these things all the time?
No, that's why I'm saying, like, what Studio Dork's up to, if we didn't do anything new...
We can just not do that.
Yeah.
So not all these things are set in stone, basically, we're saying, guys, is that... like, all the stuff that we're saying, we could, like, adjust in real time, but at least we'll have a little bit more of a structure, right?
Yeah, and also in the format, we can also, in the intro, we'll be like, you know how, like, you liked it where there would be, like, us saying something, and then music, and then it starts
the
show?
I like that the best.
So then this format makes sense for us to go in the beginning and talk in the beginning, and then say, this is what we got going on in the show, and then we kind of explain it out, and then we play music, and then the show starts. You know what I'm saying? So that people know what they're going into.
Like, we did that in the first episode or second episode or something.
We did that when Martin interviewed us. Because I remember doing that because we were like, yeah, this is who we're talking to.
Was that the best one we ever did?
No.
Besides the bad, like, recordings?
I feel like we've had a lot of good shows that had good content and stuff, but our perspective is very skewed because we kind of like listening to ourselves. I mean, whether we want to admit that or not, we both kind of do
enjoy. But you're probably super tired because you've been listening multiple times, or you still don't get tired of it.
No, there are some days, though, when I'm like, I've been talking to Gary all day. I don't want to listen to him talk more of the conversation.
That explains why you don't even say hi or anything sometimes.
Sometimes I don't. I'm just like, oh, man, I just got done listening
to
you.
Some of us are sensitive here. We care about stuff like that.
But anyways, it's okay. It's not a big deal. So so that's why it'll make it easier to do the interviews, because interviews will be something that it will freshen up. And I can even cut the interviews, like, right after we get done doing them, like, 20-minute interviews, and then just splice that into the rest of the show when we record the beginning part and the end part. Because essentially, that's what we're doing now. We're just going to be recording what you've been up to, what's Studio Dork doing, and then there's, like, an interview that we recorded earlier.
And the interview's, like, maybes, right? Because when...
Yeah, and that's, like, it might not be every single week, you know, but... I mean, I'm listening to, like, the Nerdist podcast I told you I've been listening to, and that guy always has, like, a random guest on.
I like that.
But what he does is he records those randomly, like, he records those and he just cues them all up, and then he just records an intro and says, oh, this is the interview for this week, this happened back then, you know?
You're saying, today, go out, record 10 people, 10 different files, and have them ready for, like, the next 6 months. Almost something like that, right?
Yeah, and then you would just basically, you'd say in the intro, like, all right, so this is what we did this, and this is what we're talking about, blah, blah, this is what we're doing right now, and then be like, and this was the interview that we did, 3 weeks ago with this person at this place, and then you play it, and then when you get done with it, then you go, then when the interview's done, then we talk about, like, topics, or we can just say, like, thanks for listening, check us out on here, and we can even pre-record, like, the thanks for listening, and it could be the same thing every single time, or we could record, like, 4 different ones, so then that just says, like, thanks for listening, and check us out on facebook.com/studio.org, Twitter, you know what I mean, so then we don't have to go through that every single time that we record, even though it's kind of cool to have that fresh every time.
Oh, okay, so we have the Twitter and all that stuff, we have to let them know where they can, like, leave us reviews and stuff, we have record that once and just add it to the end?
Yeah, because then it makes the cutting quicker, so then we can focus more on the main content, because, especially if someone listens to the show all the time, I mean, they probably just skip over the Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff, because they've already heard it, you know? So that could be a pre-recorded thing, and then the after-show thing... That was just kind of something we kind of just started doing. I think the after show thing would be cool to do, because we've always talked about doing, like, commercials and stuff. It might be cool to do spoof commercials. I'm down to do that.
What does that mean?
Like, we make up a product, or we find a product we want to do as, like, a commercial.
That's what I was saying before.
Fake. No, yeah. So that, and we can do something like that, and that could be fun, but we just need to plan it and actually write it. You know what I mean? Like, kind of plan it out a little better, so it's not like... Like, we could do a rap for wrapping paper or something. That's a really lame idea, but that's kind of the idea.
You jacked my joke, man.
Because we can make it really...
You jacked my joke, and then you used it as your own, and then you said it was lame to insult yourself, but really you insult me.
I know, but anyways, it's okay. I had to, like, you know, I had to bring you down to my level.
Oh, because you can't bring a 6'4 guy down?
Dude, you can't use that joke anymore, man.
I used it before?
You used some joke last night for somebody, and I wasn't here for it, but he was explaining it to somebody else.
Oh.
And I was just like, that's such a Gary joke, man. That, like, 6'4 joke, man.
And I did my, we had a dinner this Thursday at work.
Yeah.
For, like, some really important people at work. Like, very, and my boss was there and everything like that, and I did my spider...
Web designer
joke, but he's never heard it.
Yeah, so he liked it.
Everybody was cracking up because that one. I promise that one's original.
Well,
like,
that's
not like anywhere.
Well, it's not original anymore because you've used it so much on the podcast.
I guess, but it's original to me. I'm just proud. I'm proud of stuff when it's completely from my own mind. You know, like extra proud of it. Maybe too much. Too proud of it.
That's all right. I understand.
Because I value, like, originality. But then you
the world values
you, but then you taught me that sometimes it's just good to do a good product even if it's not original.
Yeah.
Right? You taught me that.
Yeah, that is I don't know if I taught you that, but I definitely instilled it. I think that's a really important thing to remember.
Tell them what I taught you. Tell them. I'm just kidding.
You taught me to talk to you about studio work as soon as possible. Don't hold it for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. No, don't hold anything, man.
No, I understand.
Do we want to tell people about the whole story?
No, I mean, it's not a big deal.
No,
dude.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
That'll be in the extra.
Yeah.
Extras.
I'll just make it sound like robots and they can't even understand it.
Okay, so I got pre-recorded. Is that the only thing we're going to pre-record is our social?
I mean, we can even pre-record... I mean, anything that
but
we
people
think...
get tired, right? Like, hearing the same thing so
well, that's the thing, though, is that people probably do already. That's why I said if we really want to, we could pre-record it, and we do, like, a pre-recording, like, at the beginning of the month when we record the first show, and then...
Use that a couple times.
And then use that, like, for, like, 2 or 3 months, and then pre-record again.
Maybe. I don't know too much value in that, because is there really a lot of work to cut that part of the show?
No, I'm just saying, because then our show, like...
Because usually I do, like, hype man or something like that while you're doing that, right?
I understand.
Yeah, Twitter!
Well, we could think about that. I'm trying to think of ways to have multiple pre-recorded things, because then we can focus on the main content of the show, which actually, the main content of the show could be an interview. You know what I mean?
I like the interview idea, because it's so fairly easy to do, and then you're getting... like fresh ideas from completely different people.
Yeah, totally.
I could think of an interview we could do today.
Yeah?
From, I think so, from a photographer friend.
You think he's down to?
He's usually pretty into this stuff, and we can talk to him about photography and
This is where we'd have to prepare it, though. Like, what would we want to talk to?
It's so easy. We'll talk about this guy is learning programming. He's like a. Uh-huh. He's not a programmer, but he's learning programming. He's mm-hmm. extremely intelligent, okay. and he knows like photography. He's super into photography, but he's not a photographer. He mm-hmm. told me all the different stuff about lenses.
That's cool.
Recent stuff that I've been mm-hmm. talking about in the last 6-7 episodes. We could talk about that.
Okay.
Just different things like okay. So and I think he's younger too. He's probably 20 years old. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like that. Cool. So we can ask him like, what are your mm-hmm. goals? You're 20 years old. You're going to school. Blah blah blah. What are you going to do? And just interesting for people to hear that. Like, yeah. I think so.
All right. Well, I mean, we can do that if you want to. I'm down with that. We can keep moving through, so...
Okay, so...
So that's, I mean, that's pretty much the podcast, like, what's going to be, right? Like, that's pretty much the format we can go with right now is...
So on the topics, what kind of topics? So on topics I have, we could talk about applications, and maybe we could talk about, like, different tech stuff that's out, right? Like,
could pretty much talk about anything tech-related. I mean, anything that's kind of, like... Anything that's, like, kind of... I mean, the whole point of bringing this stuff up is it's kind of like our opinions, because it's not going to be fresh anymore. I mean, it's never really been 100% fresh, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be anywhere near fresh anymore.
The Spider-Man joke was.
It was for, like, the first show or
the first 100 times I said it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it's pretty much anything tech-related, and apps isn't tech-related. But
movies.
I mean, yeah, it could be pretty much anything that we want to talk about that we think... need to be talked about on the show.
As long as it just keeps stuff in the same, there'll still be like random stuff added to it.
No, yeah.
Gotta keep that to a minimum. That's mostly me though, right? Because I have so many things I want to say right now, mm-hmm. but I'm holding it in.
No,
like, hey, like, what'd you think about Ted? Like, but I'm not gonna say that, you know?
No,
because it just starts new topics.
Yeah,
but you need to tell me too. Like, hey, you can. I don't know.
No, I would rather, I like it to be natural and stuff, yeah. but just adding the interviews section in there kind of
makes
enough structure into the show.
I really like the interview, and I like the fact that we're recording it separately.
Yeah.
You know, these things sometimes, do you think it would be okay if we record it? We don't have to be, both of us don't have to be, like sometimes I'll be like with my buddy and I could record it and you mm-hmm. as well.
No,
or should we keep it to where we should probably both be there?
No. Well, we can both be there, but the idea, I think, behind it, especially if we start doing mics, we have two mics, someone just steps back and just works on making sure the audio levels are stuff. Like, if that's how it works...
No, that's not what I mean. Okay. I mean, like, when we're interviewing somebody...
Yeah.
Do we both need to be there? I think we should try... I think we should try to both be there.
I think we should both be there, but not both of us on mic. You get what I'm saying? So then one person can just focus. So like, you're really into Von Glitchko, like, more than I am. Mm-hmm. If we got an interview with him, I'd let you do it. You could just nerd out with him, basically. And then I would just kind of hang out.
I don't know if
out.
I would be able to talk to him.
No?
He's, like, famous to me.
Yeah, I know. That would have to be probably a video interview. But see, that's another
awesome.
Thing. That's another thing is I'd like to do video interviews as well. And if we do video interviews, one of us has to be behind the camera. So we're going to have to get used to just kind of, like, whoever's into the person more. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So
video interviews, that's pretty cool, but we've never done that yet.
No, but see, we can do that on top of the podcast interview, and then if, like, we'll just film it, and then if it doesn't work out, like, where the video doesn't look very good, then we just release it as a podcast. But if it works out as an audio, if the video does work out, then we release both.
But I need you to do something.
What do you mean?
I need you to do something.
What?
Okay, so, like,
just bring it, man.
I'm gonna wait 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So like the type of personality that you are, mm-hmm. you're like made just the way that you're built. Because I know uh-huh. you pretty well, like as far as like the way you are, and you work really, really well on your own. That's just
yeah.
your thing. You naturally you just do stuff on your own,
mm-hmm.
you motivate yourself, and you just get stuff done.
Yeah.
This is not a natural situation for you when you have to work with another person,
mm-hmm.
such yeah. as myself. So we have to work studio door because 50-50. It's a both of us. It's
understand.
Just like our thing.
Mm-hmm.
So. When we're doing the podcast or we're doing other stuff or mm-hmm. whatever, it's cool. I mean, specifically the podcast is cool, but when we're doing other stuff,
yeah.
usually I'm the one like thinking, oh, let's go here, let's go there. Like usually
yeah.
I'm the one, and you just kind of go with the flow, and then
yeah.
it ends up being like, for example, like I take really long sometimes
yeah,
to like
yeah.
get dressed or something like that or mm-hmm. whatever, or but that's an example. But other stuff too, like
mm-hmm.
I'll take like the whole day will just pass and almost nothing got accomplished.
Yeah, I know you're going.
But this. You're just going with the flow. I need you to, like, help me. Like, where was I going with
this? I think you're going with it saying that, like, I need to basically just speak up.
Yeah,
like,
speak up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
just say, hey, man,
mm-hmm.
la, 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 this and that.
Yeah.
You know, like, say,
mm-hmm.
And like, we should both come up with more ideas. Because, like, when it's both of us, it's usually, like, everything that I want to do, we just do it. Or no, everything I come up with, and you just kind of go with the
flow. That's the one problem I have.
You are, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would like you to just, like, hey, man, there's this cool hiking spot or whatever, and then you just go and do pictures there or whatever or something. I don't know. Just come up, put stuff on the table, okay. too. You do put stuff, a lot of stuff on the table, but... it's usually like when you're by yourself, like when it's both of us, usually you just kind of just go with the flow, whatever I decide. Yeah. And usually you say like, oh no, it's your deal, whatever you blah, blah, blah. But we should both.
Well, because some of the stuff that like when I say it's your deal, it's usually like we're concepting for like album cover art, and then I'm just like, oh well, that's your thing. Like you want to do that more than like I would be able to. But now that I don't not doing daily inspirations, I could technically a comp as well.
I hope that you know. Helps you.
So.
And if that doesn't, and you need more. Like time for stuff, then we'll think about it. Like,
no, of
what
course,
else?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that'll be good, right? Because that's constantly on your mind. Like, oh, I gotta do the thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like
it'll definitely free my mind up a little bit more to come up with more original content. Because that's the whole point. Is that I feel like we don't create any original content. Well, we create a little bit, but it's so minute that it's almost like
the original content would be so difficult because our regular life in our regular work, we're doing original content, which we almost can't.
Well, that's why I'm saying...
talk about or show.
Right? Well, the original content I'm talking about, though, is, like we don't do video very much. Let's start doing original video content.
Oh, you don't mean, like, actual original, like, design, necessarily. You just mean, like, this podcast is original content. This is what you mean by...
Yeah, this right now, like, having this be a structured show that, like, people, like... That I could show to someone that's, like, kind of a higher quality... I don't know, like, it's just kind of, like... It's a higher quality show,
I
can show it to... Like, we can post it on iTunes, and then we might get traction on another podcast or another site because of the structure of the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's
quality. When you said original content, I was thinking, like, we actually made designs.
No.
Original. That's how I got it. And I know it means all of it, not just a design.
Right? No, and that brings us to a good point where I was talking about how I wanted to do 12 case studies a year, where we just basically... We come up with a concept, and we do as much coverage of us doing that concept. And I would like that to be design-related, where maybe we do, you talk about your pattern process, and we talk about something, or we decide, like, I've been thinking about a possibility of doing, so that show, that one show, what's that show called? So you're talking about The Pitch, right?
I was watching it before, but not now because now it ended. It was only like a certain amount. I don't know if they're going to bring it back or what, but I did like it.
But I think that The Pitch is a good idea, but from our perspective, the one show that I think I want the most, if I were to want a show, especially when we were in college, if I were to want a show at all or anything at all, the one thing they always told us when we were in college was you to get experience, you should just go out, you should find companies that have crappy logos or like... really low-end identities. And
like GoDaddy?
Yeah, well, no, even lower-end.
Like high companies with bad logos, like GoDaddy.
Well, maybe, but what I'm talking is more like something that me and you could actually do. And this is a reality show that I was actually writing a treatment for because I thought it might be cool to do, and I was going to pitch it kind of to you to see if we could kind of do it. And we can do it, and now that it's recorded, it might be a little better to talk about it. But so the idea would be like, we drive around LA and we find like 10 spots and then we just do a little bit of research on the places. We find their identity, their logo and stuff like that, and then we go through the entire process. We design everything out, we film everything and show the entire, as much of the process as
possible.
That's not
a month thing though.
No, I know. And that's why I'm saying we could do one of these a year just to kind of see how it works.
I think what you're saying, 12 case studies, 12 case studies a year, realistically, I think that's too many to do anymore.
Well, we can try it for...
I say we just do one for now and see how it takes.
Okay, I'm down with that.
But just to do one at a time so we're not overwhelmed. Because, like, you can have all these ideas and throw them, they're all good. But because we're in a... Our mood is ideas right now. This is our mood. So it's really good to come up with ideas right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, tomorrow we wake up and it's a little different. But now we have it written down, so it's good. But I think just doing one at a time.
No,
just
of course.
This, of something
course.
That I just thought of, which is dope.
Okay.
And you're going to like it, but... I don't know, pretty interesting.
Okay.
Here's the idea. Dorkumentary.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about basically us, like our, maybe like our process, our like whole daily process.
Okay.
And just a little thing, I don't know.
I know, that's a
cool
idea. I think I definitely want more video content. So I think that the documentary thing, maybe we do the Dork Diaries or something, and we just do like, we just release those whenever we can, and they're basically just like what we've been up to for however long it's been since the last video. it's basically a documentary, but it's more like just a, you know what I mean? Because then we could just start filming what we're doing. Like, if we go to this conference and we interviewed a bunch of people, or we, that's where the video interviews mm-hmm. could come in. Even if it doesn't work out, we just do like a montage clip with music or something of like the people we met and the stuff that we did. And that could be cool. And then, but just more video content, I think, is a good idea. Because that's what people like. You know, like, whenever I look at any sites that I really, really like, they have video content. And the video content is what stands out the most, because you get the person's personality more. Like, the podcast is cool, but it's like white noise, like you said. But a video, you can't really white noise video very well.
Okay, also keep this in mind. All good ideas, but then you have other stuff going on in life. Of course. So, like, you don't want to be, like, if you're learning After Effects or doing different stuff at work, you don't want... Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure to find a balance where it's not...
Well, that's why we're talking about having these not have strict deadlines. Because that's the thing. We want a deadline, but we need the deadline to be flexible.
And it needs to be... It still needs to be strict.
Yeah.
It's just... it needs to be strict, but not, like, super strict, right? Because if it's not strict, then it's like, we'll never do it. No, not that we'll never do it, but, like, for example, like, the
What's cracking.
What's cracking.
Well, also, another thing is, I don't feel like that was very quality. Like, that was very kind of slapped together, because we were like, oh, let's do it, and then we kind of did it.
All our stuff is going to be kind of like that, though, right? Because it's not, like, we weren't trained really to, but it's going to get better as we do it, obviously. See, it's our first one we did.
No, I understand. That's why I gave it so much leeway. And that's kind of why I was like, if we release it, release it. If we don't, we don't. Because I knew it wasn't going to be that great. It was kind of like...
It's really not that... Are you talking about the video specifically, or are you talking about the whole thing?
I'm just kind of talking about it as a whole. I mean, the content that came out of it, as far as, like, the textures and the letters and all that stuff, like, that's cool. But the story behind it is cool, but it's just not documented very well. So then it makes the whole thing kind of seem like, meh, you know, like... It's not as quality. Like, I kind of would like it, everything to be as, like...
Do you think that's a dead thing, or do you think we should redo that? Just that part, the video part.
See, we have to think about that, because I'm really, like...
Because here's what we would do if we did it. Yeah. My bad to interrupt, but if we would do it, we would say, hey, guys, so we're recording this video, and this is something we did, like, a year ago, and we just, like, have been so busy, and blah, 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 and then we just start saying, okay, so what we did here is... We just took these eggshells and we started taking pictures of them and we started making letters out of them. And it was pretty cool, but now it took a little while and blah, 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 and then we'll just be like, hey, and then what do you think about it, Cameron? And you'd be like, oh, yeah, it was pretty cool, and it was a little while back that we did it, but blah, 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 and then whatever. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that. I guess we can do that if you want to. I mean...
Because it's something that we already kind of have, and that could be one of the case studies.
I mean, we
can... But really think about it if that works for you.
Yeah.
The reason I bring it up, so maybe it's lazy or selfish or whatever, negative words like that, but it just makes it a little bit easier because we already have, like, half of the stuff. All we really need is the video. We already have the content.
Yeah.
And I actually have, like, half of it done.
Well, we can think on that. I would like to start a new case study, and then maybe that one can just be, like, a safety net. Like, maybe we'll do it, or maybe we could do it in a couple weeks while we're working on this new one.
What's cracking? Remake. I'll call it that.
Yeah, basically, we just need to go through that footage and figure out, like...
So somebody was saying my joke, and you're like, oh, yesterday?
Is that what you said? Yeah. he was explaining it to someone else.
What was the joke?
Something about being 6'4". I don't remember. I was just walking past, and I heard it, and I just sat, I was like,
such a Gary joke.
Yeah.
So.
But he was saying it was a good one, and I was like, it's not a good one, it's just a Gary joke.
Well, no, the thing is that if you go to the funniest comedian in the world, not that I'm saying I'm the funniest comedian in the world.
No, of course not, yeah.
I'm only the one in the country, there's a different level, and you already heard his jokes 5 times, and you're listening to it the 6th time, it's not going to be funny.
No, of course.
So you've heard all my stuff so many times, what's my personality that hopefully you're not sick of it, but you're just like, whatever.
No, yeah.
That's just my thing. Yeah, so you probably grew an immune too, right?
Yeah, I definitely have a tolerance to most of your jokes,
I said immune, like if it's a disease or something, right?
I actually don't want immune too, because, you know, could be a disease sometimes.
So what's cracking remake? I got that as one of our, as something that we're writing down.
Okay.
So I have, and then we have maybe the documentary.
Documentary can be something we can start trying to do. Just try to do one, just to see. The only thing is how interesting are our lives, really. You know?
It would have to be fast forwarded. So, like, imagine we put a camera right here, like, as we were recording.
Yeah.
And then when we do that, it would have to be fast forwarded.
Yeah, like, you remember the video that I sent you, that Jesse's boyfriend did, where he would go to, every single month, he just filmed.
It was like, ooh, I saw like a, something from the car you showed me.
Yeah, so what he did is he basically films.
Did we even hit the record button?
Yeah. So he basically films for like a month, and then at the end of that month, he just cuts all these things together, and basically what he did, and he just said this was June of 2012. And then you just go through, you just get to see kind of what he did, and it's in like a 7-minute video. So he cuts down all his footage down to like 7 minutes. And he really just started doing it just so he'd get more comfortable with like Final Cut and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And so I think that that's a good thing to maybe like that could be the documentary. Cause, but the only thing is there's not much.
And then we're not video specialists too, so there's like a certain level of a learning curve.
Yeah, exactly, so we could learn. Because I think that's the most, like, I'm learning After Effects right now, and I think the most important part.
Is it frustrating?
It's not, well, it's not.
So many widgets and so many different things in there, and there's all these shortcuts.
I think the thing that's more frustrating is, like, I'm still, like, I'm trying to follow this path, like, a very structured path that, like, I'm using digitaltutors.com. Mm-hmm. Following their path, so structured, and it's just, like, I'm still wading through all the, like, beginners, like, really beginner stuff. Because I've worked in After Effects enough that I kind of understand all that stuff. And so now I'm starting to get into a little bit of more, like, advanced stuff, and I think the most frustrating part about it is that I just don't use it enough, so, like, I just don't know hotkeys, and so that's the most frustrating part. I think it's just, I just need to, that's what I was trying to last night. I was coming up with concepts to just, I think I might do a music video and just do it just to, just to come up with projects.
But the thing, it's not the right, really the right application for that. After Effects is more like you already have the music video made,
and but what I'm talking about doing is I'm not talking about doing like with actual footage. I'm talking about creating stuff from scratch in After Effects.
I see. You're talking about like text moving. Like I see. You're saying like say there's a Tupac song or whatever, and then you just have like text coming in, and the text is saying what he's saying, and then things like this animating. That's you're practicing your animation stuff.
Yeah, that's a kinetic that's type thing. Saying. Yeah, it's I'm thinking more like stuff like that.
I
but
I thought you meant like editing.
Well, no, also, I mean, I understand, like, I would have to edit it in Final Cut and then bring that in and then just layer some visual effects on top
or Premiere if you already have this creative suite and you want to, you know, use that so everything's, like, linked together. But, yeah, Final Cut or any video editing thing.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, I'm just trying to come up with the concepts to do, but, yeah, that's the most frustrating part. And that's what would be good about this is if, like, we just start doing these documentaries or whatever they're going to be called. We just start doing those where we just do. They can start off where they're just montages, where they just go through everything that we did and then just music in the background and.
Because it'll be fairly boring if you just put a camera here and you put it here and recording us.
No, yeah, of course. But, I mean, there might be months where, or might be versions of it where we say we go to a comic book convention and we decide to interview someone, and that interview could be in there. So the music fades and it just cuts to that, and then we do that interview. That's like a 20-minute part of the. Or just 10 minutes, and then we cut to another interview. Or, you know what I mean? Like, that's why those things could be montages, or they could be actual things where we're talking, and, like, maybe we go on a road trip, so we film 20 minutes of the road trip, or we're just in the car, and we just are talking about what we, like, concepting in the car or something, or singing, or whatever we do in the car when we go on road trips, you know what I mean? So.
You never invite me to a road trip.
We haven't done any. We were talking about doing it, like, a long time ago, but this will force us to do
this,
that.
This should force you to come throw stuff on the table.
No, of course.
Not that I'm saying that you do a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff being done because I don't want it to be misunderstood or for people to misunderstand. Cameron does a lot of stuff. But when with me and you, like, thinking about, hey, what do we do? I want you to come up with stuff, too. Yeah.
All right, so more original video content. So hopefully that'll be coming to our YouTube soon.
I got that.
And actually, this might be a solution to the Daily Inspirations thing that I just thought about is
building a thing where people can submit stuff themselves.
But I don't know if we have the infrastructure for that right now.
And publicity, like if we don't have enough people.
Right? Yeah, but what might give us more traction is to do Pinterest, and then we both run the Pinterest, right? And then we both just post stuff when we see it on Pinterest. And that's almost like we could just make a board. That's what it is, right? It's like a board, and you have the little pins, and you pin stuff, right?
Yeah, I've been using it for my own personal stuff.
Yeah, so you just use the board, and we just make a board called Inspiration, and then we just post one a day or something, and we just do that, so then people can follow us on Pinterest, and that's kind of like our new daily inspiration, is like when we, because I'm always on the internet looking at stuff regardless, it's just I don't like the fact that, like, I gotta sit down and, like, plan out, like, okay, I'm gonna use this, I'm gonna do that, and it takes, like, an hour. Pinterest, literally, you could do it, you know, maybe a minute.
There's a pin button that you can you get to it and you just press it, and as long as you're logged in, it adds it to your whatever folder. So there could be like a little studio folder in there.
So we could just start doing that, and that would solve kind of the daily inspiration thing, because then we're still getting original content. And if it's possible, I don't know if this is possible, we might have to talk to a programmer, but I'm sure there's a Pinterest widget now for, or plugin for WordPress that kind of like our Flickr feed. And we could probably eliminate the Flickr feed, to be honest with you, unless we're going to start doing a ton of...
No, you're right. That's not super...
And we could just put...
We should have a Pinterest better, or a Dribbble, or something like that, where you show... I know Dribbble exists. I know they have a Dribbble.
So if they have a Pinterest, and we could do a Pinterest one, and then put a header above it that says Inspirations or something, and then that could just
Pinterest
be...
Pinterest plugin.
And that might just be better, you know? I mean, I just thought about that, because...
That's a good idea.
I don't mind doing...
Because the people don't need to see our... Flickr stuff. That, I mean, it's not bad too, but that's just
Like,
we don't. That doesn't get this thing can get updated in real time.
But see, that's another post we could probably do. If we're not gonna have a Flickr feed, we could also, since we're gonna be trying to go out and do all the stuff, we can also do like a monthly thing where we just post all the photos that we took over the just a long thing.
Maybe not all of them, but like a lot of them.
Yeah, so you can almost follow the trail of what we did for that past month. Just through the photos alone, you know what I mean? Because
is there a way to set that so it does like a daily photo and it automatically shows one per day, like a queue from?
You mean on
one of our friends used to do that, right? Something like that.
Oh yeah. Back in college. I mean, we can do that. That's possible.
Is that
but
necessary?
I feel like if we're gonna do that, we might as well just have a Tumblr then, because Tumblr makes more sense, because then it's just one big photo on the front page.
The thing with Tumblr is like it's another blog. We are a blog.
No, well, you know what's funny about that is now at work we're actually doing that. As like marketing, so now it's like you have to have a Tumblr as well. Like Tumblr's a huge, like
very yeah, it's big.
It's actually bigger now than actual blogging itself. Like it is basically most of the blogs nowadays are done on Tumblr now because they're just so simple.
And you have traction already instantaneously as soon as you put go there. You already have traction.
Yeah, exactly.
By default.
So we can look. Maybe we can look into doing a Tumblr, but the Tumblr can be like. Maybe behind the scenes or something. I don't know. That's what most people use their like a Tumblr for. Is they're like, oh, well, this is a developer's blog, or this is like get to know them better, or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't know if that's 100% necessary.
Okay, so we have all these different things going on, right? All these ideas, but it's a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
We're just two guys, obviously.
Of course.
So we have to figure out like our priorities. So the priority, what is our number one priority? The podcast itself, probably, right?
Yeah.
Besides anything else, it's the podcast. Everything
yeah.
else is mostly a lot of extra stuff.
Well, the podcast is definitely the first. Well, first off, let's do this. So the thing that makes the site right now with consistent content. Maybe brushes, textures, patterns, like that's still original content, and it's pretty quality, you know what I mean? Like I'm pretty happy with how everything's been going with that. So now it's just fitting the podcast in there, which we've already kind of done. So now the podcast, the new format and all this stuff, and then the video stuff is kind of, the video stuff is more like, because we're not video people, and we still kind of need to figure out how to do all that.
Maybe I'll take a After Effects, Final Cut. Class. I was thinking of doing that already, but the only one that had UCLA extensions was
started in September.
It was something. It was like only 4 days, and it was like a Saturday thing.
Oh, 8 hours. So it was every...
I wanted to do something like on a weekly basis, something like that. I don't know. It was something that wasn't good or as good as what I wanted. So priority, I think our priority is the podcast more than the brushes or any of that other stuff. Before the priority was daily inspirations.
I mean,
that's going to change.
The priority originally was just having content on the site. That was the priority, but now we have content and we're trying to narrow the content so that it's crisper, so it's more quality. There's better content. That's what we're trying to do right now. We're not trying to just give you quantity. We're trying to go quality now.
Yeah, I remember originally it was like we just wanted to have a bunch of stuff, regardless of if it's fantastic, if it's mediocre, or whatever. We just wanted to have stuff. Now we have a lot of stuff, so now... We're upping the level of how good that stuff is.
Yeah, definitely.
But in general, I think like the way that things worked out, daily inspiration was a priority. Like it was like the most important thing, pretty much. And then the second level thing was the podcasts were even more important.
Yeah, I mean the podcast is pretty important.
And then we had the brushes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive exactly, but so I think now it's gonna be the podcast was gonna be the number one thing. So we have I'm like writing the level of priority here. So podcast will be the priority. Because like when we're doing different things, we have to figure out, do I do this, 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 or this? So you have to figure out like what's like more valuable than the other thing. Mm-hmm. So we got podcasts. Then the second most important thing, would that be the original content, like the as far as brushes and textures and sometimes patterns.
Yeah.
Patterns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's next up, and then I guess that would leave our idea for the case studies.
The extra stuff. So the case study is a third level.
Yeah. So that's something that, like, while we're working on all this other stuff that still needs to be quality, this stuff, I would like it to come out every month, but obviously that's going to be a little bit difficult sometimes because, you know, we get busy or whatever. So we just try to get that out when we can, but the goal is to get 12. But if we can't meet that goal, then we just scale it down. You know, if we can only get 9 out 1 year, then we do 9 1 year. You know what I mean? I know that you're still in the back of your head going, 9's still a lot. And I understand 9's a lot, but the whole point is to try and give as much original content as possible.
Wait, 9 a week?
No, 9 a month. Or 9 a year, sorry.
9 case studies a year.
I'm just saying, like, let's shoot for 12, but if 12 is impossible, then we just scale it down as we see.
I say we shoot for 1.
No, of course. Right. The point right now is 1, but what I'm saying is to give it a deadline, we just say, like, okay, so we're going to release the first case study at the end of August.
And then the case studies don't necessarily have to be videos or whatever. No. All it's going to be is going to be a writing about us. But okay, let's talk. Let's say it's for the What's Cracking thing, because that might be one of the first things that we do since we already have that.
Yeah.
So it might be we'll write a little thing, a couple paragraphs of what we actually did, what the mm-hmm. idea was, how random it was, or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe have some pictures of it,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll have. Would we release all the brushes and all the textures of those What's Cracking?
Well, we had talked about this originally, and
to do like a monthly thing. That's why I was preparing it.
we had talked about doing like a What's Cracking week. Where we'd release the brush, the texture, not how we would normally do it, but it would be What's Cracking mm-hmm. those 2 days. And then we would release, so if we have a pattern or something.
That brush end is going to be humongous, because that brush... So that brush will have 27...
Yeah, 27. So it's going to be a pretty massive file.
Wait, how many letters is there in the alphabet?
It's 27.
Okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's 26 or 27. I may be mistaken by one Americans. At some point.
Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
So it'll have... all the American letters,
yeah.
capitals only,
yeah.
in a brush. So it's going to be humongous. That brush is probably going to be like 30 megabytes.
Well, then, I mean, that's the whole thing, though. Even though, like,
do we want to do that? Do
yeah, I mean, like there might be 1 week where we decide that we want to shoot. You know how we were talking, I know it's kind of like...
Oh, it has to always be 5.
No. I mean, if you really want to do just 5, I guess...
I mean, 5. No, I mean, is that what you were going to say? Okay, normally when we do the textures and brushes,
yeah.
it's always been 5. And you, back in the days, you said, oh, maybe we could do 10 or whatever. Sometimes and I said to keep it at 5.
No, yeah, I'm cool with the 5.
Cool, right?
What I was going to say, though, is there might be one of these case studies where we just do... Remember when we were talking about, you brought up, like, what if we just shot pictures of doors and released just pictures of doors? That could be a case study where we just go, we shoot 100 pictures of doors and then release 100 pictures of doors. And then we give people where they have a pack of doors.
100 pictures of doors? Like, that would be one...
Like, that would be a case study. And then we
or
just,
billboards, right?
Yeah, so, we basically just sit down and we talk about... So, in the post, we basically just detail out why we're doing it, what's the whole point of it, like, what would we use it for? Maybe we do examples, like, we'll do comps or something with the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just, at the end of the post, it just says, if you want to use any of these doors, here's our pack. And maybe we can split it up into 4 packs to make this file size a little smaller. Mm-hmm. And they just download each pack of doors, you know?
Yeah.
Because then that kind of, we've already started that a little bit, and we just do that with, like, comping material. We talked about comping material before, and then maybe we do a case study on Feng Zhu, remember that guy? And we just try to emulate the photography that he uses, and then we just try to release a pack to do stuff like that. So we each figure out a technique that works best for us, or we shoot photos specifically for a comp.
I have photos for stuff like that already.
No, I know, me
like
too.
Like, I have, like, all these Vegas... buildings and hotels mm-hmm. and all that. That's the type of stuff he uses. He uses
yeah.
Pictures just from anything and just converts them into.
But that's what I'm saying also, because, like, I think
I try to imitate to that style. Mm-hmm. So difficult.
But that's the thing, though, is that's what this will do. This will force us to try and do that. So we'll get to create original content, and then we release a pack, and we just call it, like, maybe we could drop him an email and just say, hey, what type of brushes do you use? Or something like that. And just say, we're thinking about releasing, like, a Feng Zhu pack.
He usually uses the default, like, that default
yeah,
brush.
Yeah, he's like a chalk.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried doing that. I couldn't get anywhere close to his level of... But
no,
he's
yeah.
extreme... Like, he's... what would you call that, like, sketcher, drawer?
Oh, he's just, I mean, he's a beast. That's what he is.
Yeah,
he's
I've never seen somebody do like that. He just, doop, okay.
He's a master, man. He knows what he's doing.
I think so, right? He has to be a master. That's, like, what you explained to me to get to that level. It's like you have to draw however many hours.
Yeah, well, I think it's Malcolm, I forget the dude's name.
In the middle?
Malcolm Middle, totally. Yeah. No, I forget the dude's name, but there's one guy that he wrote a rule that says that if you do anything for 10,000 hours, you're considered a master. And so they take that rule and they put it to the drawing and they say get 10,000, you have to draw 10,000 drawings before you can even consider yourself a master. And so one of our instructors used to always say, so let's get drawing. So you have at least 9,999 drawings, bad drawings to do before you get to that one perfect drawing. So that's the whole point of why he's so good. And that, I mean, that can be detailed out and we can explain, like, we can link back to his stuff. Maybe we can interview him. He'd probably be totally cool to interview with us. And we just talk about his process and release a pack of brushes that we think that we figured out works well.
And or then maybe make some right as well and install some defaults.
And then we can also just release, like, buildings and, like, other stuff. Stuff for comping, and then we just release our versions.
But you said 100.
I'm just... 100 was just an example. But it's just because, think of how many doors... Like, between me and you, we already probably shot, like, 30 or 40.
That,
like,
even that day when we thought of it, right? But I think 100 would be too many. Maybe, like, something like this, like a case study, like a big, maybe, like, 20 or something. Okay. But normally I like to keep around 5, really, because not to give people too many right away. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, then it's like weekly basis. It's
forcing them to come back. Each one of these case studies will be a week theme, then. So we'll do release every week. So we'll do the first post in the beginning of the week that details out what we were doing, and then maybe we release a video on Tuesday, and then Wednesday we release, and this can all be queued up.
So remember, you want to...
This can all be queued up.
So you don't remember the overwhelming, because you don't want to get overwhelmed.
No, but what I'm saying is this will be something that, since we're preparing it for an entire month, once we finish the video, all we have to do is then basically put that post into the queue, and then, well, the video is different because we'd have to upload it to YouTube, and that would... But it could be a private video.
But like with FanZoo, there would be no video because it's already his own. He already has the videos.
Well, yeah. He already has videos. What I'm saying is, like, maybe the video would be...
Showing how we would make the brushes or use his techniques, right?
Like, yeah, a screenshot, something like that. Or even just like me and you sitting down concepting for, like, what we're going to do as examples. Like, and then maybe us out shooting. So we, like, we sit there and we go, oh, I kind of like this shot. What would we do? And we kind of, like, line it up and figure out, like, our process for doing it. Because him, he kind of seems like he just shoots stuff. And then he's like, let me crop it here because I'm just like he just
almost
kinda,
like random.
Almost, right? Yeah, exactly. Almost like he's just like, I shot all these photos and I was in Japan.
He's influenced heavily by flying objects like airplanes and like metals.
Yeah, it's basically sci-fi.
He's very into sci-fi, Star Wars. I think he did episode one, right? Is that what he worked on?
Yeah, he worked on episode one. I think he also worked on the other Star Wars as well, episode two and maybe episode three. But I know he's been a big part of the Star Wars franchise. And then also... He's worked a lot on a lot of games that have come out in the past year. Like, I think he worked a little bit on Dead Space, and just the dude's a beast. He works really well.
I think that we need to bring someone in somehow.
Dude, that's...
We need help. I mean, we really do, man. We need help. But remember, the more people, the worse it gets. There's conflictions and more disagreements. And but there's also positive. There's pros and cons.
Yeah.
So it has to be somebody that's kind of like us, that's kind of... And it's neutral. I don't know how we would do
it. You know what? This is where the interviewing comes in perfectly, because we interview them on the podcast, and the people that listen to our podcast like that person, makes it much easier for us to get them into other stuff. And so this is what I see on a lot of shows, a lot of podcasts specifically. It will start with like one dude or two people, and they'll just be talking, right? And then they'll bring in a friend that will just be like, oh, can I be on the show? And they'll be on the show. Then out of nowhere, that person will go away for a while, and then all of a sudden, people will start asking like, oh... Like, can you bring that person back? I like that person a lot. And then all of a sudden that person just gets integrated into it. Like, iFanboy is a really good example of that, where they started as three dudes, and then they brought in this intern that just, like, randomly this intern that they just started picking on, they brought him into the show one time, people liked him, so now he's on all their video shows now, and he just gets picked on all the time. He's like the guinea pig for stuff, you know what I mean?
I know his feelings.
Yeah. Well, so what I'm saying is, like, if you want to bring this photography kid in, like, we may talk to him, and people may like him, so then we just...
People will like him. So then you'll like him.
So then he has programming and photography content behind him, so then when we go out and shoot this FanZoo thing, he may be able to just go and help us pick better compositions and pick the lighting and all kinds of stuff. He could help us a lot. And same thing with, like, Jessie. Jessie's the same thing. She's always down to do stuff. And then the guys from Visual Bluff, I know that, like, we don't really talk to them much, but they may be down. Maybe we'll do a case study on screen printing, and we'll do a bunch of shirts or do something like that where it's, like, a different process, something we're not used to doing, and we talk to them from their side. And then maybe we do a case study on graffiti because they like to do graffiti, and then we go and we try to do that style, and we talk to real graph artists like them. And
what's that called? Shirt? Screen printing?
Yeah, screen printing.
Visual Bluff.
I'm just thinking of, like, people we have access to right now. Yeah. You know? Even, like, someone like Mike. Like, he's really big into programming and wants to experiment. Maybe we sit down with him.
He had this office, which would have been so cool to show people the view of them, but he just gave it up. Oh. He's going to get a different office, or I don't know. I'm not sure what he's going to do.
Huh.
But that would have been so cool to show the view of that office. you see the whole downtown from... His office was by the La Jolla Tar Pits, and it's like this one building that's right there that's really high.
Oh, cool.
You could see the whole downtown. It would have been cool to show people that.
That's pretty awesome. But see, with Mike, a good example is, you know how, like, we always talk about, like we don't... One thing that you always talk about when we talk about designing for clients and stuff, like when we're doing websites and stuff, is you're always like, well, I try to go out of the box and I always end up at the same place because that's stuff that works. Maybe with Mike, we might be able to sit down with him and do something for a couple months where, like, where we come up with a crazy concept, something that we just, like, out of this world dream. Just
programmatically, even?
Even programmatically. We can have him sit in and we'll talk to him about it and we'll interview him and try to talk him through it and figure it out. And then we'll just build something. Like, even if it's just, like, a single page, just to experiment and figure out if something works.
Yeah.
Something really good could come from it. Or something really bad. It could be a complete failure.
Oh, I had an idea and I lost it. I was trying to write it. I suck at like, writing stuff and then listening at the same time, because I'm trying to, like, write.
Yeah. Well, next time, stop me. I'm totally fine.
Is that the rule? Is that
the rule? Yeah, you can stop me. It's fine. I know I ramble sometimes, so.
No, not that it was ramble. You were talking about irrelevant things.
Yeah.
But then I thought of an idea and I wanted to write it down, and then I just, like, it came out of my head. We wrote different things that we've been talking about, and now we have it on paper, so it's more, like, real.
Yeah.
And with this cool pen. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. It looks oddly familiar.
I got it from a buddy.
Yeah? Oh, man.
Sharpie. Do you think people are going to like this show? I think people might.
I think they might.
They see the level how we think when we're doing stuff.
Because this is how we concept normally.
This is deeper. This is on a deeper level. People are actually seeing, like, the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's the one thing.
I've never gone this back. Just deep into it, usually it's more just like whatever.
And really, I mean, when me and you concept, even when we were in college, we used to concept so, I don't know, it's just like, we go really deep into it and stuff, and I just feel like we've never done it on the show because we didn't want to give our concepts away, but now people are hearing it. And
but it'll be interesting when we listen to this, like, whoa, we went deep.
That's kind of the idea, right, is... Start doing video content and just trying to release more original content, quality original content. That's the whole point now, because you can't really tack Studio Dark down to what it is, and I've never been able to, but this would actually we could almost tack it down to saying we basically just experiment and then we post our results. We're basically scientists now. That's what I'm saying, Gary.
So we're Bill Eyes.
Bill Nye?
Or that one.
Yeah, Bill Nye, the science guy. Yeah. You look a little bit like him. No, you don't.
Was he a good looking guy? Then I do look like it.
Alright, so, I mean, if you can come up with any other concepts, like, I think, I mean, we could just go through our friends right now, like Mike, we could do that experimental web thing. I've got a developer friend that's really into doing experimental stuff. He would probably be down to do some stuff. I've been thinking about, so there's this thing on Kickstarter called Oya. It's like the fastest growing project on Kickstarter I've ever seen in my life. It made over $1 million in one day already, and their goal was only to make, like, maybe $1 million, and now they're, like, up to, like, $4 million or something. So what it is it's this company. They decide they're going to release, they want to develop a console to compete,
PS3 type of thing.
Yeah, to compete against all the big dogs, but to make it an open console that runs on Android, so that it's open so that people can so developers can design and develop games and easily get them into the hands of users. And it's a console for TV. And so this made me start thinking, like, if it's that easy to get a game onto a console, how hard would it be to develop a game? So I've been talking to developers to see if anybody is into maybe developing a game of some sort, and then I could just comp and then we could talk about it. It's very difficult. I understand it's extremely, extremely difficult.
I'll just make a game.
Well, no, but there's a guy at my work that is part of the games devs team, and he's working on a personal project, and he's been doing it for about 2 years, but he's by himself. He programs and he does everything. I mean, I haven't seen any of the stuff really, but the guy seems really, really knowledgeable about a lot of stuff. So the idea of what I was saying is, if we wanted to, one of the case studies that might be like a really long-term project, something that could be like a couple years, is maybe when Oya comes out, we come up with a game concept, and then we find a couple game developers that are down to do it as like a side project for fun, and then we just start designing and really just, it's just an experiment, something that we've never done, and it's really almost, that's cool. There's a little prototype.
Yeah.
For the app. Huh, that's kind of cool.
But it doesn't do anything. I'm showing Cameron the
coffee app.
The coffee application. Yeah, it's just the prototype part.
It's kind of cool. I'm a little unhappy with this plus button up on the right, though. Just like, I don't understand why this giant
Remember you wanted to murder yourself? From the plus button?
The plus, the button itself does not bother me anymore. It's that gap right next to the button. Mm-hmm. Like, this right here, like, it doesn't make sense for it to cut off right there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, almost like if the type just stopped there, but this stayed here, the little scroll bar.
No, you can't, because there's already not that much space.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't go sideways?
Oh, we didn't do that. We didn't do that part yet. But this is the prototype part.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, like, that's kind of the concept behind it. Like, maybe we do a responsive web. That could be the experiment that we do with Mike. Responsive web. Figure out how to do it. I know you've been wanting to do that for a long time.
Dreamweaver has that built in.
Yeah.
It has it built in already.
We can do that too.
And see, I really didn't talk about any of my topics. I'll keep that for the next podcast, dude. Okay. Even if we do it.
Yeah.
Are we still going to do podcasts?
Yeah, we're going to. I just don't know. Do you want to do it today or do you want to do
it? Well, this was the podcast, right?
No, I know. I'm just saying because...
No, I think it's fine. We obviously could. We're like our blood is like...
What is our blood? Is like, it's not gasoline because we're not mechanics.
Our blood is we're in a how do you explain that? It's so like when you...
We're jazzed.
Right? Yeah, that.
You're jazzed.
Our bodies and minds and whatever is like open to like ideas and all that stuff right now. Sometimes it's not, you know, like, oh, no, don't talk to me. I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah.
But like right now we're like open to all the stuff, and it takes like... You have to be like in a certain mood or be able to set yourself in a certain mood. I don't know if mood is the right word, but...
No, mood's right.
And we're in that right now, which is good, but it's not always possible to get in that that level.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying, like, do we take advantage of it, or do we... I say we finish the podcast afterwards, and then we come up with more stuff, and then we actually start doing some of the stuff that we wrote down, right? Do you think
that's good? Yeah, that's a good... I mean, that's good. I think the first big thing is picking our first case study, and then choosing a deadline, and then kind of just thinking, like...
Should we have a... No, never mind. Never mind.
No?
I was going to say we should have a plan B in case we fail in something.
No, I think the point is even if we fail, it still needs to go up. Just because then, I mean, at least then then the post would basically be like, this is why we failed, and let's explain what we could have done better, or something like that, because then maybe in a year from now, we decide to go back and try and redo it, and see if it fixed it, you know?
I probably wouldn't. I don't see a failure happening, because if we fully put our minds to it, we'll do it, end up doing it.
But that's why I like the idea. That's why I kind of like the idea of being strict 12, where it's like we know we're going to put one on a month, because then it gives us a deadline to the point where then it's like, if we don't give ourselves a chance to fail, because when do we know it's a failure?
That's not realistic, though. I don't think 12 is even close to realistic. Maybe 6 is realistic, like in 2 months.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
But I'm not being like lazy or whatever, but I just know...
Mm-hmm.
With the stuff that we have going on, I don't know. It's like we have to dedicate like a few Saturdays in the month, like a full Saturdays to do
that. I expect to have to dedicate even sometime during the week.
During the week as well, of course, but I mean like full Saturday.
Oh, no, of course, yeah, because I mean some of that, I mean, the thing, like if we're talking about the Feng Zhu thing, that's an example. Even the Doors thing, that's an example where we might have to be out shooting for 8-10 hours, and that sounds like crazy, but that's realistic, you know, or even like... If we decide, we're going to go to this poster conference or something, and we're going to interview people. We're going to be there all day. You know, we're not going to get there at noon like we did with Unique LA and then be like, oh, you know, maybe we'll interview some people. We're going to have to do it all day because we need as much coverage as possible.
If you can go back to that show,
yeah,
would we interview, like, Arnell and stuff?
Yeah, well, of course we'd interview Arnell. I would even like to interview Kane at Kane's Arcade.
That's what... Oh, yeah, that's
and then I would even go over to...
I thought you were going to say that other guy, he was more of a celebrity.
Yeah, yeah, I would try... I forget that dude's name. I think it's Kevin Hong or...
He was Asian, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would definitely... He was actually there when we were looking at the posters. I knew he was there, but for some reason
I saw your nervousness in your eyes. Mm-hmm. Look at my eyes!
I know, but yeah, I would definitely, like... I would totally sit down.
That's the thing that you have, though, right? Like, when it's, like, a little bit of celebrity, mm-hmm. you get a little bit like that, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's...
When it's non-business related. I'm sure when it's a work, and yeah, it's part of work, then mm-hmm. you can talk to whoever. If it's just, like, famous people or whatever, mm-hmm. you just, like... It gets eliminated, because it's not for your personal. Mm-hmm. It's part of work, and you're able to do it easier, right?
That's what I like about Studio York, too, is because then it gives us credentials, so we can be like, hey, I'm so-and-so from StudioDork.com, and then they're like, oh, he's from a site. I need to give him time because I want coverage.
Oh, we should make badges.
We can either make badges or we can
be more official. Like, when we're walking somewhere, like, in the places, like, badges.
Probably even just do, like, a shirt or...
No, badges is more official. Like, with those, what are those things called in Christian life?
Can we do sheriff badges?
No, but I'm serious. Like, when you have badges and then, like, if you put a badge on and you have a camera, like, people see you differently. It's a real thing. Like, mm-hmm. if you're outside and you see... Even when we had cameras, remember people looked at us, like, important or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're just us.
Yeah, we're just us. Not important. That's it? Yeah, just us. But, yeah, I'm down to do that. If you want to do that, we can design some badges and just print them up and get them done. We probably... If we're going to start doing this, too, we might want to look into getting... Mm-hmm. Information cards. I don't want to say business cards, but some type of card that we can hand them to be like, this is where you need to go, you know, or like give us an email and we'll send you when the post goes up. Or the whole point is networking now. That's the most difficult part for both of us, but that's probably what we need to do is network, just kind of, you know. But that's why knowing what Studio Dork is and being able to tack it down into like a sentence is very, very important. Because what if we go to someone and we say, oh, I'm so-and-so from StudioDork.com. They're like, what is StudioDork.com?
Are we design motivators? You don't like that word, motivator. You don't like motivational
speaker. No, motivation's cool, but I just design motivator. It's just like...
But you just want to think of a different way of saying that? Yeah. It is some kind of what we're trying to do.
I mean, it's kind of, it's more like... We're like a... I almost like saying that we're a collective, even though it's just me and you. We're a collective of people that just like to experiment and just try to like push the bounds of design.
Are we non-defaulters?
Non-defaulters? I guess. I mean, we can come up with a ton of things if you want. We need to come up with at least a sentence, though, just basically that we can just say like...
I think we should go to that review that we had and take some stuff from there and mix it up. The one that you got offended by a little bit.
I mean, we could probably just say like we're just two guys that design and we experiment. Or something. Something about the fact that we're...
But I want to put some original, like, say in an original way that hasn't been said. Just do it, Nike.
Oh, yeah? So we're trying to compete at Nike now. Okay. Just dork it. That's it. We're done.
I knew something was suspicious when you put in a podcast the description was... No, dorky stuff or something like that.
Because I could not think of, like, I didn't even want to listen to it. I was just like, oh, I just got, cause, especially because I didn't cut it. I cut it on Wednesday and posted on Wednesday. So
And I didn't get my thing. So I knew something was up, but I wasn't sure exactly. Mm-hmm. I just thought, like, maybe maybe you had some overwhelming stuff at work or something.
No, work's... I had to build books on Thursday and Friday, which is weird.
But you're a factory now.
It was pretty tight, though. I got to... We have, like, these books that we do for pitches, and we're doing this really big pitch, and they needed 10 books, and so got to, like, pull out a drill and, like, freaking super glue and all kinds of stuff. It's crazy, but we got it done.
So. Breaking Bad is coming back.
I know.
In a couple of days. Wow.
Yeah. July
15th. I was watching TV yesterday, and normally I don't watch TV too much, but it was just a situation where I had to watch it.
Yeah.
And it was on the channel where AMC, mm-hmm. where Breaking Bad, and they showed the ending of the last episode of last season, the ending of that whole, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. You don't know what I'm talking about, right? Because you didn't watch it. But it's crazy.
Didn't some guy get blown up or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
you just killed it for all these people. But they show that part.
Yeah.
That's like super spoiler for the entire season 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Well, kind of.
You know, well, they, I mean.
But still, the best part is season 1, the one that you told me to watch, the explosion.
Yeah.
Still the best part.
They, you know what they're probably doing? They're probably doing a marathon right now.
Well, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
They were doing that in the nights on Sunday. Yeah, but it makes sense they would be doing that. A lot of people with Dish Network are pissed off.
Well, DirecTV.
I was hearing, and Dish Network. I was hearing yesterday, really? Yeah.
I thought
some people were saying.
Because DirecTV dropped 26 channels, right? Yeah. Like major channels.
A lot of companies are doing that. Luckily, it didn't affect us, but we don't really even watch that stuff.
To be honest
much.
With you, like, if all of a sudden Time Warner just came to us and just said, we don't provide TV anymore,
we wouldn't
be
care
like,
too much, right?
Oh, well.
It wouldn't affect me too much either. Yeah. I just like that. My thing is like I'm just into Dexter.
Because if you think about it this way, if we were to eliminate television, like
it would add so much productivity.
Well, no, not even that. Just like if we wanted all that content that's already on TV, all we'd have to do is then be like, all right, well, I'll have a Hulu account, a Netflix, I'll have all these different accounts.
Hulu Plus. Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you'd have all the same content. You know what I mean? The only difference is it's not streaming. It's not on there all the time where you can just flip it on and have something random. You have to choose something. But, I mean, that right there, like, that makes it, it's actually cheaper to do that. Like, if we were just to have all these different streaming services, and it's actually way cheaper, so.
You never paid me for the haircut, bro.
You still owe me for cable, so I'm not even.
Oh, gonna, I do?
Yeah. It's okay. I didn't want to bring it up on the show, but it's okay.
You brought it up on the show.
I know.
You owe me for the thing that we don't really watch. We're talking about cable. That's funny.
It's funny. Yeah. So, but yeah.
You're my landlord.
Am I?
No, you're just a lord. It's different.
I am definitely a lord.
Lord okay, so we got plenty of stuff, dude. Did we? Do we have good stuff?
Yeah, we can start recording if you want. We just concept if you want.
We don't need to have after shows, do we? This one's like serious. No, we're like grown-ups here.
Yeah, and I can actually take the ending, the like thanks for listening. All this. I can take that from another show if you want, unless you just want to do it real quick.
Hey, I don't know. It's a tough decision.
You can do it right now if you want. It's fine.
Right now.
Yeah.
You didn't do action.
So definitely. New content coming soon, as you heard from the entire show. So definitely check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/studiodork. Check us out at YouTube, youtube.com/studiodork. Check us out at Twitter, at studiodork. You can also, Pinterest probably coming soon. You can also find us on the iTunes, this show. Yeah, the iTunes. Leave us a review.
The iTunes?
Yeah, the iTunes. I don't know, I like saying the internets too sometimes, so.
What about just the internet?
I like putting the S because then it sounds like it's like omnipresent. It's like multiple. It's like saying the Garys, and then I expect like 50 Garys to be hanging out around me.
No, that's Mr. Smith or whatever. The guy from The Matrix, what was his name? Mr. Anderson, that one.
That's not, but that's not.
That's what he would say. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? There's like so many of them in The Matrix. Yeah,
but that's not, his name's not Mr. Anderson.
No, though. It wasn't his, he would say Mr. Anderson to The Matrix guy.
I think
guy.
His name is just Smith, though.
See? I was right. So. He laughed. Right.
I don't know, we'll see.
They don't have Smiths in LA, those are just in Vegas. The French bread was good there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're right. It's cool. We had to get it out somewhere, so. And that's pretty much it, so.
All right, guys. Hopefully this is not the last episode you're listening to. thank you so much for listening to us. We'll talk to you guys next time, all right?
And peace. You want to, if you guys have any ideas of stuff you want to hear, definitely drop us a line. iTunes review, anything. Drop us in anywhere you can, and we will try to get to it as soon as possible. I know I've been a little bit lax on the Twitter and the Facebook and stuff, but. If you send a message, we'll get it.
So. The bots didn't notice.
No, I know the bots definitely didn't notice. The bots listening right now.
The bots are listening. All right, guys. We'll talk to you guys later. Dorks out.
Yeah, we're out. Peace.
Turn it off!